there tomorrow. We will be there as everyone's going into the Gabba. A game starts early. But this afternoon, I'm going to be down there because that special moment, I mentioned it about a month or two ago, the unveiling of the Allan Border statue occurs this afternoon.
Incredible.
At 4:30. Anyone can drop in. If you remember what he did for us as Australians in the 1980s and through to the 1990s, the rock at the helm of the Australian cricket team as everything else was falling apart, it was only ever Allan Border who held us together and kept us proud as a nation.
Was he? What was he known for, Marto, for those at home who are playing along that don't really know
left-handed
cricket?
Left-handed batsman. He was a very ordinary bowler. Actually, he's on the line. Allan Border.
You're doing so well too.
Yeah, I know, mate. I couldn't keep going. Mate, it was incredible. Now, AB, can you tell us, because I've never asked the question, did you get approached about this statue?
Yeah, until it was about halfway done before I was approached. I was given the sort of ultimatum, it's happening. Whether you agree with it or not. So it's a bit hard to sort of wriggle your way out of that one.
I was told
your wife. Was it Cricket Australia? Who initiated it, Allan?
Well, a couple of mates, actually. A bloke called David Connery and David Cook. They heard a podcast where Lord Botham, Sir Beefy, suggested that there should be a statue of me somewhere in Queensland, I suppose. And they've taken it on board, thought that was a good idea, and went with it,
but AB,
with my better half.
Yeah, that's right. It was a gutless approach. They went through the back door to Jane.
Went to the wife.
Yeah, and said, oh, would you like a statue? Of course, she goes, oh, that'd be lovely, a statue. I think she thought it might be at home, not at front of the Gabba. AB, how did they get your,
impression?
Yeah.
Is it a digital thing? Like they take a photo and then I think they measure all 3D the points it. Out and they 3D it. Is that right, Allan? What was the process like?
Yeah, look, it's interesting in that it was just off a photograph, so 180 degree. Yeah. And once I got over my, negativity towards it, embraced the idea and went down and saw the sculptor, a lady called Linda Klarsfeld. And I basically had to sort of pose in the shot making thing. I took my son down with me, who's a similar build, and he sort of modelled because he was the only one who had whites. I don't have any cricketing gear with me.
No, not optimistic.
These days. Yeah. So and you're quite right. They need the 360 degree view because you look at a photo, and it's flat and 180. So yeah, it was quite an interesting process where she just walked around, took photos, and got all the different lines and creases and bumps and, yeah. But the statue is of me about 35 years ago, so that's why the son had to be the model.
AB, obviously a very flattering gesture, though, and what a great honour to have the statue. What was the hesitation?
Oh, I suppose it's just one of those, embarrassing things. You think, well, the why me sort of syndrome, because there's lots of people who could sort of be immortalised like this, so... just the way I am. I'm, you don't think of these things, like it's a long time since I've hit a ball in anger other than a golf ball. But, it is a huge honour, as you said.
AB, did you speak to the King or to Alfie or Mal Meninga about how it changes your life to have a statue?
Well, I've seen Wally.
Yeah, what did he say? His pants were pulled up too high.
he did make mention of that. And also the fact that he gets defaced quite regularly.
Oh, and you have you had a look? The thing is, I've seen people with their heads between his legs with their hands groping him. What could they possibly do to your statue?
I'm hoping I'm in a pose that's very hard to sort of get to, and you've been banned. I've got a
50
metre
restraining
order on you, Marlo.
Hey, mate, listen, just for everyone, I'm there this afternoon. We're going to be there with anyone can come. It's a public unveiling at 4:30 this afternoon.
How will you be groping him this afternoon in statue, Marlo?
I'll approach it. I'll play every ball on its merits. Hey, AB, have you heard the story? This thing's 4 tonnes, this statue.
Is it a bronze one?
I don't know. What's it made of, AB?
It's bronze, as far as I know.
Yeah, bronze.
Yeah, it was deemed too heavy for the existing concrete. They had to put a whole new slab in to take
it. Oh, my goodness.
You heard that one?
Yeah, it's a massive thing. I haven't seen the finished product.
I was going to say, have you previewed it, given it the tick of approval? Because I would hate to get down there and go, oh, that looks nothing like me. That's terrible.
No, that's one thing. It's unmistakable if you know cricket.
Wouldn't it be funny if we turn up, it looks like Booney, not you?
That'd be great. Oh, my God. That would be reason to sort of end it all.
Well, mate, I'll see you there, the Savo. I think Margo and I are meeting everyone at the Alan Border statue because that's what will happen from now on. I'll meet you at AB.
Are you going to be at the Ashes, Alan Border?
Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there doing my thing for Fox from day one. It's always an exciting time, isn't it, leading in the Ashes? So, yes, I'll be part of it all.
Oh, we'll have plenty of time to talk cricket tomorrow, mate. But anyone who wants to see the man who saved Australian cricket in the 80s and 90s, the Alan Border statue this afternoon in front of the Gabba, 4:30. Thanks, mate. See you there.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, mate.